Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
That's right. We're having us a nice little party here at Arandas Sports Bar inside Taquerias Arandas on Shepherd.
You went for it, hang out.
I rolled that R a little bit, man.
You went for it, didn't you? Taquerias.
Yeah, Taquerias. Taquerias Arandas. It's that double roll that'll get me from time to time. But come through, hang out with us. The food is great. The drinks are great, obviously. The atmosphere is absolutely tremendous. The service is tremendous as well. Got a lot of the Sports Radio 610 fam in the building. And big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for making it happen. We gave away an Academy Sports and Outdoors $50 gift card. We've given away already, I think, three of our five Taquerias Arandas sports gift cards. Actually, we've only given away two. We got three more to give away. I'm doing one in this segment. I'm doing one in the segment live on the radio, man. To hell with it, man.
Shout out to Scott, who's one of our big winners today.
Big Scott McGrath. You got bugs out there. You need a pest man. You need pest control. McGrath, look it up, baby. Scott's the man. He'll get you taken care of. But big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for making this happen. You need to show up. Show up at our little party here, and there's a big QR code by the front door. There's QR codes on a couple of little papers floating around. And what you need to do is you need to scan that QR code and register for the Ultimate Tailgate Football Package. It's a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as two tickets to the Christmas Day game, Texans versus Baltimore, to our suite, which is the second largest suite at NRG Stadium. Unless you're hanging out with the McNairs, you ain't been in a bigger suite. So come on, hang out with us, and let's make this happen. Not to mention, like I said, man, this is H-Town, y'all. This is H-Town, man, right here. Whether it's Taquerias Arandas or Arandas Sports Bar, either way you look at it, man, this is H-Town. The vibe in the building, the food, the drinks, it's how we do things around here, so come through and hang out with us. All right, we got to talk a little bit about this run game, Ron. We've hit on it briefly. I think the news of the day is the final report on what happened in practice this week, and the running back situation is the one that seems to be in a tad bit of trouble, with Joe Mixon not practicing all week long, Joe Mixon being doubtful for the game, and then Damian Pierce not practicing all week long and being out for the game this week, unavailable with a hamstring. We are down to Cam Akers and Dare Ogunbowale, who I've always liked Dare Ogunbowale, but since I saw his sister light it up in that WNBA All-Star game, she was something else. I even think more highly of of him. So I want to focus on Cam Akers for a minute, because if you look at, yes, the Minnesota Vikings did beat the 49ers last week. It was a great win for the Minnesota Vikings at their place. The one thing that sticks out to me is that Jordan Mason, the running back for young running back that's getting run for what's my man's name? My mind the running
for
the, back.
For Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey, the young fellow that's getting run, third year pro. I believe he's a fourth round draft pick. But he went 20 carries for 100 yards last week, Ron.
Yep.
He averaged 5 yards a carry last week against this defense. And it wasn't 4 or 5 carries. It was 20 carries for 100 yards. And while I don't think the Texans are ready to run the football on the level of the San Francisco 49ers, I damn sure feel like we can lean into that 5 yards per carry as we decide what we're going to expect out of Cam Akers and what we're going to expect out of this offensive line. Again, this offensive line has 3 first-round picks on it, a second-round draft pick at center, and a Super Bowl champion at guard. This offensive line needs to be able to run the football against a defense like the Minnesota Vikings. I've heard so much conversation about Flores as a defensive coordinator and how much chaos and how disruptive and not, how they disguise. That's all fine and dandy. When it's all said and done, one way to slow that down is run the rock right at them.
And even with them missing their top 2 backs, according to their depth chart, even with them missing their top 2 backs.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if we didn't have a Cam Akers and we were down to one of the rookies that we saw play decent in the regular season, I'd be a little bit concerned. But Cam Akers is a back in this league that the only question mark when they signed him for me, I thought he was a long-term move because I didn't think he'd be ready to play. The only question for me about Cam Akers is he going to be healthy? He answered that question. He checked that box in the preseason. So when you look at Cam Akers, he was by far in the preseason the most impressive back. Yeah, Bridge Brooks had a couple of good games, and there were some guys that did some nice things. But when you talk about showing that vision and having the ability to cut back, really a next-level understanding of this offense and being a running back in this offense, when you talk about catching the football out of the backfield, to me he was the most impressive back in the preseason. And so much so that I still believe this. He's the second-best back on this football team. So I just think that Cam Akers, with this offensive line, they've got to be able to run the football effectively. If Jordan Mason for the 49ers can run it to the tune of 5 yards a carry, then damn it, Cam Akers ought to be able to run the football this week. Here's Bobby Sloak. I told you Bobby Sloak, the offensive coordinator for the Texans, he spoke this week, spoke yesterday afternoon, and he was asked specifically about Cam Akers and what has impressed him about Cam Akers. Here's the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he's great vision. He's been running, Ram zone scheme. He came from, he did the same thing in Minnesota. He's really good at reading that. We call it riding the wave, finding the right hole to hit. He always plays under control. When he sees it, he hits it. He finished physical, and he has really good contact balance, and I'd say those are the things that jump out with Cam. You pretty much see that every carry.
Those are the things that jump out. That was a long list, and that was an impressive list. I mean, that was a mouthful for Bobby Sloak.
Contact balance.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's obviously a big thing here. And the experience with the Rams and being able to ride that wave he's talking about with that zone. Because here's the deal. They are, damn it, they're going to hang their head on the outside zone, Ron. That's just if they're going to run the football effective, it's going to be because they're getting outside. Their tackles are able to get those ends or get up to the second level, and the tight ends are able to block and give an edge for the running back to get around. They're going to run the outside zone. That's just who they're going to be, and I think Cam Akers obviously has a ton of experience doing that. So I think this could actually be a positive that Cam Akers is the guy, and that it's not down to Damian Pierce, and that's trying to find out this week is, does he fit this system or does he not?
Yeah, I do like him, and I know you're still holding out some hope for
yeah,
Mixon.
Yeah.
But I do like him knowing right now, and listen, I think Cam Akers has known a lot longer, whatever it is, because I don't know that we 100% know, Clint. But I think Cam Akers has long known what his role is going to be on Sunday. I think Cam Akers knows at this point exactly if he's the lead back, if he's the number one back,
sure.
if if Mixon's likely to play or not yet. I think he knows, and I think that is a good thing that he's been able to prepare for whatever that role is all week.
Yeah, and the other part of that is the pass protection. That's what you worry about when a depth running back has got to play. They're going to have to throw the football well this week and probably throw it a lot this week to win it. And Cam Akers, a veteran, been in his system, knows the pass protection. Should now, I don't know if he can pick them up as well as Joe Mixon can, but he damn sure knows who he's supposed to get, when he's supposed to get them. So there shouldn't be much fall off there, at least getting a hat on a hat with Cam Akers. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm stoked about Cam Akers and getting to see him run this early in the season. Him having to be the featured back this week is I didn't think it would happen this early, but it was good that he got as much running as he did in the preseason. Ron, speaking of scheme and kind of running the football well and Thursday night football last night, if you're able to watch any of that game, for me, the Jets won 24-3, and Aaron Rodgers looked like MVP Aaron Rodgers. 27-35, 281 yards, two touchdowns, was in control of the game the entire time, had the ability, obviously, with the bum Achilles, coming off the Achilles surgery repair, obviously, the ability to run around and make plays. He did that with no hesitation. So it was a big night for Aaron Rodgers. But, Ron, as I'm watching that game, because I believe the Jets are a team that looked like they were one of a handful of teams that looked like they didn't do much in training camp. They looked like a team that, which is a surprise because you think having a defensive-minded head coach, you'd be on the D'Amico Ryans level of being more physical. They looked like a group that wasn't on the same page, that was rusty. They were missing simple things on third and short, fourth and short, and the question was, could they get that right? Well, they got it right. And this is the guy that I thought would be an MVP. This is the team that I thought might have a chance to be a Super Bowl contender. A Super Bowl winner, I'm sorry. But the Jets did exactly what the Texans need to do. While the Texans haven't looked like they didn't go through training camp, they have played, what would you say? I'd say B-.
Yeah. It's like, especially when you put them together, like defensively, I thought they played an A game against the Bears, but I didn't think they were great against the Colts in certain aspects. Offense, I thought, was better against the Colts than they were the Bears. So, yeah in the B, I mean,
we've had a game where penalties were atrocious.
Yes.
Luckily, they won, or it would be a major, major question of concern. Right when it's all said and done, we have not seen even a B plus A type performance from the Texans. I think you could say that about the Jets before last night.
Yeah.
Right now, as I see it, the Texans need to do what the Jets did last night, was put it all together. Put it all together. They rushed for 133 yards in complimentary fashion. Their great quarterback, which the Texans have one, he took over the game, controlled the game, and very convincingly went on to win a big time game that they needed.
Yeah.
That's the blueprint.
281, rush for one.
Yeah. That's the blueprint.
And then they gave up 3 points. Yeah.
Yes. CJ Stroud's got, this is a game where CJ Stroud's got to be CJ Stroud. You're not winning this football game with CJ Stroud not being a big time impact.
No.
There ain't no doubt.
Especially
no doubt
now with Joe Mixon, like not being there, Damian Pierce not being there, and your backs are Dare Ogunbowale and obviously Cam Akers.
Yeah.
The offensive line, this will be big for them, though, right?
Yeah.
The thing, the first 2 weeks, Clint, has been an issue is the pass protection. And if CJ is going to have to play a big game, they've got to pass block better than they have the first 2 weeks. And, Clint, again, I've said this, we've said it all week, the Vikings, after the first 2 weeks of the season, lead the NFL in sacks. So they've got to also pick it up to allow C.J. Stroud to have the kind of day you're thinking he needs to have.
We are at Aranda's Sports Bar at Taquerias Aranda's on Shepherd in the Heights. Come through and hang out. Grab that box over there. Let's pull a name. We got gift cards to give away. And damn it, we're gonna make a little racket right here on air, Ron.
Let's make a little racket right there.
Grab that box. Let's pull a name. Let's give away a $25 gift card.
I hope you get it on the first one.
Come on now. Come what do you mean I get it on the first one?
We're going to get it on the first one.
Pull Reggie's name. Somebody, Reggie ain't in this thing.
Somebody asked me. Did Reggie show up? Yeah, he showed up.
Lenaris. Lenoris Montez
Sweat.
Lenoris Montez Sweat.
Jordan.
Yeah, Lenoris, Lenoris.
Hey!
Speak up, Big Lynn. Speak up, baby. Come on now. Give me that $25 gift card right there. Y'all come hang out with us. We got a couple of gift cards left. We got a lot of fun to have, and damn it, they got drinks.
Gift cards.
They got drinks, and they got grub. Come on out.
Hey, we got tickets left to Iowa State at Houston. So come on out, sign your name. All you got to do is come on out, sign your name, and put it in our raffle box as we're at Aranda Sports Bar and inside Taqueria's Aranda. So come on out and hang out with us right off Shepherd Street.
I'm a little surprised that you didn't bring up how well that Rodgers played and the Jets played last night, given that was my my Super Bowl pick and all that.
Well, I mean, I said it earlier. I'll let you have it. Yeah. And a nice game. And a nice game. It was good. It was good to see Aaron look closer to Aaron.
You got that?
Do I got what?
That michelada right there.
Ooh,
my man.
Is that like a what is that?
I mean, you can call it a bloody beer if you like. There's more to it. I mean, I'm going to keep it simple. Ask that young lady behind the bar. She can tell you exactly
what it is. Yeah, we'll ask her what it is.
I'm trying to see what
that's
kind
not
of
a
beer
bloody
that
Mary,
was.
Is it? Yeah.
No, that's a michelada.
Yeah.
Michelada. Can you say that?
Michelada.
I like it, baby. What kind of beer is that you put in that michelada right there, man? Victoria?
Victoria. There you go.
Yeah,
okay, there it is.
Come on, man.
Come on out. You can see where the Victoria is and hang out with us.
It's a beer. All you perverts, it's a beer. It's not a woman. It's a beer.
That's right. It is a beer. All you perverts out there, it is not a woman.
Tyler's in Minnesota.
Scott said, depending on how many you have, it could be. Shout out to Scott.
Ain't that the truth?
How about it? All right. As we continue on this Football Friday, it is a Football Friday, but I do want to at least get this across here with the Astros. They got a big win last night. Their magic number is now down to 5. And I think there is at least a conversation about one player that we have not talked a lot about with the Houston Astros. Let's discuss that coming up next.
All right,
that was a good tease. Reggie got caught up right there.
Hey, put the pom-poms in. I got to read them.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Weird dude, man. Hey,
we enjoy being here on a football Friday. We enjoy having Byron in. But Byron, if Tyler were here right now and he saw this Tyler drink that Clint has right now, he'd be all over his ass.
It's not the drink.
I'm taking a picture of it and I'm sending it to Tyler.
It's not the drink.
Clint got a Tyler drink right here. He got him a little. A Tyler drink. Andy's in the background of it.
It's not the drink.
No, that's okay.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm sending it to him right now.
It's the size of the mug is what it is. It's not the drink. I'm not sure what Tyler was drinking, but I did. I don't know why I got a shorter mug than my man right there got. His is tall. I got a shorty.
I'm sending it to him right now.
I got a shorty, man.
What'd you get?
Hey, I just ordered me a Michelada.
You get the Victoria beer?
With that Victoria beer. I've never heard of a Victoria beer. So, look here.
About not, man. Win in Rome.
I mean, that's right, baby. Come on.
There you go. Good times.
Hey, thank the Lord. That's a thing. It's all about that girth, Ron. You hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I know. That's what the lady in Cleveland told me. All right, at the airport, told me why I light up all the time. She talked about that I was well endowed. So
I wasn't sure what the hell you were talking about. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, what'd I miss?
Figgy was there. Figgy witnessed it. Figgy was there. As we're live here, Football Friday, come on out and hang out with us. We are live here in the Heights at Aranda's Sports Bar. Inside of Taqueria's Aranda's. Come hang out with us. Gift cards to hook you up with, game tickets to Houston and Iowa State. In fact, we're going to hook somebody up with some more game tickets coming up after this segment ends. So come hang out with us. Stay tuned. And we'll be here till 6 o'clock. A lot to get down, man. They got TVs in here as well. You can watch the Astros after we get done out here. And you can see us, and this blonde hair is looking – it's all right.
He's coming around, y'all. Now all of a sudden, he's all right. He's just deflecting compliments left and
right. It's all right.
Now he's looking at himself in the mirror.
It's all right. It's better than it was yesterday.
Clean,
and that's
clean.
And that's all we have
it's
to clean, do. Shout out to Beta Barber, who did his thing. He's a Saints fan. Good for him. But he did his thing. But listen, I know it's a Football Friday. I do want to hit this real quick, and I'm wondering you. Clint, and I wonder from the people too, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, and Andy, I want to get your thoughts on this this situation from last night. We're watching the Astros, and the Astros come through, and they win 3-1. And to me, John Singleton obviously had the big double. And by the way, John Singleton, his last 10 games, is like 9-for-25 with 4 extra base hits. He's been swinging the bat pretty well. And I think of the guys who play first base between him and Diaz and Victor Caratini and Dubon, I think Big John is probably the best defensive first baseman. I don't know how much weight that carries, but I think he is the best defensive first baseman. And he has swung the bat pretty well. And my thought when I'm watching this and I'm seeing him last night is he's 2-for-4 last night. And as I said, with that game-winning 2-run double, has Big John, bat-flipping Big John, has he earned the conversation to have postseason starts at first base? Because I think a lot of us thought maybe he'd be coming off the bench and maybe they put Diaz over there or maybe they put Caratini over there or they do something different. Has he earned the right for you to get postseason starts and not just coming off the bench as a left-handed bat?
Absolutely. I ain't got no problem with it.
So you'd be good if you saw that game one against the Minnesota Twins at Minute Maid Park, first base is being occupied with John Singleton and Diaz is catching with Victor Caratini coming off the bench.
Yeah.
I
would have Caratini in the DH, but or somehow Diaz and whoever's not catching. But yes, your overall point of of him being at first base, I would have absolute no problem with. You say what you want about the numbers, not being as impressive as some of the other options, but he, when he's at the plate as a fan, I watch the game. When he's at the plate, I feel like we got a chance. I feel like he's not getting overpowered. Now, would I like him to take maybe not swing out of his shoes every single time? But, yeah, maybe from time to time. But when it's all said and done, I feel really confident with him at the plate. And it's just a matter of not – there's certain guys that when you step up there, I feel like you're overwhelmed in the moment. Whatever pitcher's on the bump that's bringing it, it's one of the top-tier pitchers, I feel like he's overwhelmed you. You don't have much of a shot. John's never fallen in that category for me. I don't care what his numbers are. I know they've been down from time to time. I don't care what point in his time with Houston that we're talking about. I've always felt good with Big John at the plate.
I'll be honest. This is where I am with John because, yes, Yiner Diaz has to be in the game. And Victor Caratini throughout the year has been pretty good. But where we are of late, like, I don't think that Victor Caratini at the plate has shown to be that far here of late from John. I feel like they've been in the same category. And where I am is, in the postseason, if they are facing right-handed pitching, I'd have him in the game.
Yeah.
If they're facing lefties, then I would do the Caratini behind the plate, Diaz at first base lineup, however they want to do that. That's what I would do. But I am to a point where if there is not a lefty on the mound, I feel comfortable with him at the plate and him being in the lineup against righties. Well, that's where I am. So like tonight, the lineup is out right now. There's a lefty on the mound. He's not in the lineup. That's fine. If there's a righty, to me, I could see the platoon action. I could be good with Joe Espada, who likes to use a bunch of people anyway. I could be good with Joe Espada saying, all right, we're facing a righty. John Singleton is the first baseman. We're facing a lefty. We'll do another lineup that has Diaz or Caratini at first.
Yeah, look, I that's just one of the decisions that Joe Espada is going to have to make. I mean, that Joe Espada come playoff time has got some big time. He's got more decisions than Dusty ever had to make, A.J. Hinch ever had to make.
Well, he wants to make them.
Well, yeah, I mean, clearly, I mean, he don't mind creating situations where he's got to make. But you're talking about the first base situation, I think, from game to game is going to be a critical decision. The center field situation, look, we can talk about advanced stats if we want to, but there's no way that Dubon doesn't factor into the center field situation. You look at left field / DH situation. I mean, that's with Caratini and Diaz and all the different left fielders and now Big Boy Howard out there. I mean, he's just got a ton of decisions. Before we ever get in the game and you got to decide when to pull the starter and who to go with out of the bullpen, yada, 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 before we ever get to that point, he's just got a ton of decisions that are going to need to be made that we're going to have a good chance to cuss and discuss every single one of them.
Yeah, he does. And the John is – and this is a good problem to have, Clint, that John Singleton is playing his way. I thought he was just a fun guy that bat flips sometimes and wears, you know, headbands. But, like, no, he's a guy that potentially should be involved in this situation. I think will be involved in it. All right, that was our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator. Find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, as we continue here on this Football Friday, still prizes to hook folks up with. We're about to hook somebody up with U of H tickets as they take on the Iowa State Cyclones. That is coming up soon, and you will be able to win tickets and gift cards coming up here as we finish things out here as we move forward here at Aranda's Sports Bar. So come on out, hang out with us, and get your chance to win. Well, coming up here in a bit, after Clint gets done here, we're going to discuss what to me seems like the decision of the game defensively for the Texans. This is the decision that we'll see what D'Amico does, and I think this is a D'Amico decision in this game with his potential best defender versus their best player on offense. We'll discuss that coming up. All right, it is a Football Friday, and we're having a good time out here today here in the Heights at Aranda's Sports Bar inside of Taqueria's Aranda. So come on out, hang out with us. 610 crew is here. I saw Sean Pendergast here earlier. Reggie did make it out here. Figgy is out here having a good time And you can come on out and as my grandpa would say, fellowship with the good people out here and enjoy yourself as we are having a good time out here. So hang with us. Coming up, we do have our Mad Dog picks. Tyler sent in his Mad Dog picks, and what a coward Tyler is. With the pick he goes with, we'll let you know what that is coming up here in a little bit later on in the final segment of the show. But still a lot to get to today as well. And Clint, before we get into the 5 o'clock hour, the final hour of the show, Clint, I think this is there are a lot of things that could kind of decide this game. A lot of things that we're looking at. But to me, the most fascinating thing from a football perspective to just see the decisions that are made. What are people going to do? How are people going to handle these situations? How are people going to defend certain things, right? I think teams, we see, like, how are they going to defend C.J. Stroud? We talked about it before the season started. What different things are coordinators going to do? What's Brian Flores going to do? But, Clint, to me, what D'Amico Ryans decides to do and how to handle Justin Jefferson is really, really intriguing to me. Is this going to be a situation that he has a potential great player in Derek Stingley out there, and he's going to say, hey, Stingley, like we did last week with DJ Moore, like we did last year with Amari Cooper, you lock him down, you follow him the whole way. That's what we're going to do. That's why we drafted you number 3 overall. That's why we took you over Sauce Gardner, and that's why Clint said you are the key the first day you got here. Or is he going to look at it a different way? Is he going to handle it a different way? Is he going to just not specifically send one corner at him and just play it a certain way? That, to me, is really, really intriguing. There are a lot of different options and different ways he can handle it. How is he going to handle the Justin Jefferson situation? Because Justin Jefferson, Clint, is one of the most impactful non-quarterbacks in all of the NFL, and some would argue the best receiver in the National Football League. And we saw it last week against a great defense against the San Francisco 49ers. In the short time he was in the game, he went off, including a 97-yard touchdown run or touchdown catch, and ran away from everybody. So I am really intrigued to see how they handle him.
Yeah, look, I mean, how week in, week out, if you're Minnesota, it's all about how they handle Justin Jefferson. Here's the deal, is it's definitely going to be another shadow situation. But what when you shadow a receiver, it's not you got to do it all the time. You can't shadow and just pick and choose, because then you're telling me as a quarterback, all right, well, I know it's man because Derek Stingley done shadowed this receiver over. He's on the wrong side, so I know it's man. So you shadow him the entire game. Maybe you start out normal, and then you decide after he catches a couple how the game goes, get in the flow, then we're going to shadow him. But whenever you pull that trigger, it happens the rest of the game. Because it can't be a situation where he shadows and you tell the whole world that it's man, right? So he's got to do it all the time. Once they pull that trigger, whether you play zone, you play man, is irrelevant. So I think there's definitely going to be a shadow plan for Derek Stingley Jr. When they pull that trigger and decide to go with it, we'll see. I would imagine it's from jump.
How would you handle it? Because, see,
just like I just said,
that's how you would handle it. Yep. Just have Stingley on it all the time.
It's simple. It's when they break the huddle, whichever direction Stingley goes, you go. Now, we're going to play cover 2. We're going to play quarters. We're going to close the middle and play 3. Yada, yada, yada. Whatever. Okay? That's we're going to call our game plan, but we're going to do everything we can to match him up on you. Now, if Justin Jefferson becomes where that's not enough, okay, now we got to lock you up on him. Now we got to play some hybrid coverages where it's man, you and Stingley, you got Justin Jefferson man, and then everybody else is going to play cover 2. And so there's a lot of those hybrid coverages. Saban did it like crazy in college, but there's a lot of those hybrid coverages in the league now. And I know D'Amico Ryans does some of it, not a ton of it, but you may need to go that direction. But you start out by making sure you got your best defender on the side of the football field where Justin Jefferson is. If Justin Jefferson is going to have a big day, make him, even if you play zone, make him run all the way across the field and the quarterback hold the football for 4 seconds for him to get a catch. right? I mean, you like that. That's you got to make it as difficult as you can on him. Last ditch effort is the key. Lock them up and go man, and let's see if we can make a play. Hopefully, they don't get to a point where they have to do.
Yeah,
that.
I don't like that. Last week,
I don't watch like it either.
Last week, watching the idea of, hey man, we're just gonna put you on DJ Moore. That ain't quite turn out. Now the pressure of the defensive line and the front seven was major and didn't make it look as bad. But we saw once, like sometimes DJ Moore got locked up on him. He got away from him, and he ran routes that left him very, very off in terms of coverage with him. And we saw him locked up with A.D. Mitchell and get lost a bit, and you know, Richardson just not able to connect. I think Justin Jefferson, if you show him and you show Kevin O'Connell the same thing all the time, I think they will find a way to figure that out. I think you've got to throw multiple things. And listen, I think Derek Stingley is very, very talented. I don't think Derek Stingley, and I don't think there's really anybody in the league that just says, like, there are certain receivers right there where you just can't say, hey man, you got him all day. Like Tyreek Hill is in that. You can't just say, all right man, you got Tyreek. We're gonna have you shadow Tyreek all day long, man. You got it. You can't do, and I think Justin Jefferson falls in that category. So I think it's got to be some him on him with zone, like you said, behind him. Some Kamari Lassiter with a hard double, and I mean a hard double where it ain't tricks. You just see him standing right there. I think there's got to be a lot of things that you said. Maybe Stingley with zone behind him, or maybe just straight zone, or what tricks or whatever. I think it's got to be a lot of different things that Matt Burke and D'Amico use so that Kevin O'Connell and Justin Jefferson don't just get a rhythm on what you're doing.
Well, look, I agree. There's a little bit of everything we discussed, but let's be clear with if the pass rush doesn't impact the quarterback, I don't give a damn who you put on Justin Jefferson. It's going to be a long day at the office. There's a lot of talk right now about, again, as I've said multiple times over the last couple of days, there's a lot of talk about these corners and their ability to cover, and I think there is a high ceiling there. But make no mistake about it here. The success that was had last week was because them dudes up front were hunting. And a defensive front that can hunt like that will make an all-pro out of Kamari Lassiter tomorrow. Right, I mean, so that if that defensive front doesn't hunt the way they did last week, that secondary is going to struggle. They're not going to be able to be as aggressive as they are, and Justin Jefferson's going to eat. So it all starts up front. As long as Daniil Hunter, Will Anderson, and them boys are getting home, Mario Edwards and boys are getting home, whoever's in the secondary is going to be just fine. Justin Jefferson's not going to have the ability to run 60 yards down the field to catch the football. Right, I mean, if that defensive front is not eating, Derek Stingley's not going
to
be enough.
Yeah, and to a person on the text line, I don't know that I agree with the shadowing the whole time, but I do agree with it at this point. Someone said, what if they move Jefferson to the slot? What would you do to attempt to cover that? Well, yeah, I'm following somebody with it. Like, you know, primarily Derek Stingley in that. I don't think I would have Petrie, and even with help, Petrie locked up on Jefferson in the slot.
Well, look, there's also, I mean, I wish they would move him to the slot. I mean, that would allow me to do, I mean, I get a lot of eyes on a guy in the slot. It's a guy like Justin Jefferson. I'm not talking about one of them old New England Patriot slots where, you know, I'm talking about, if you get a guy in the slot, I got a corner that can keep his eyes inside. I got a safety over the top that can keep his eyes inside. I got Jalen Petrie that can get their hands on him and at least redirect him off the football. I got a lot of eyes on that guy. When you put him outside and you force me to expand my coverage to the sideline, now I've got other problems, right? So if they want to put him in the slot, I'm cool. I'd love for them to put him in the slot.
I would have one of my corners with him in the slot. But
I mean, if you're gonna play man, if you're gonna play man, then yeah, I don't give a damn where he goes. If you're gonna play man, it doesn't matter where he goes. Derek Stingley follows him. I don't care where he goes. But the key is, again, if you put him in a slot, now I can play zone and feel really comfortable about it. I can feel really comfortable. I have nobody. There's nobody outside that's going to strain my defense the way that he can. So now I can really get all eyes in on the quarterback and get all eyes in on that slot. So I don't. If we get them, if we get Kevin O'Connell to play in those kind of games, now we're dictating. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's going to be tough, but I think it's a simple fix. Initially, if it gets ugly, now you got a problem. But I think initially it's a pretty simple fix.
YouTube and Twitch, Nick goes vest mode, says Ron needs to go ahead and cut his hair and stop looking like a glass of Guinness.
I mean, that's creativity.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's creative.
That's pretty good, man.
That's pretty good.
I'm with Nick.
Yeah, I mean, Nick. Look, I don't think he should. I mean, I like Guinness. I like Guinness, Ron.
No, I don't. I don't. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I mean, when you get around people, like, listen, I have not been deterred by the people who are, I don't want to say they're lying. I think they mean well, but I'm not deterred by the people. Reggie, Clint, you're in that. Oh, Figgy, deep in there. Figgy even makes the real face, the face of, like, I'm serious,
I mean,
man.
Figgy's really pulling off about five colors up there, man.
Yeah, but that looks good on him.
No, it does.
It does.
And your golden doodle looks good on
that
you.
Me. Yeah, golden doodle. No, man, that's it, man. I'm going to see. Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it right now. I can see, like, them. It ain't got down to the roots. I can cut that right on off, and it
looks better when it's got that black base.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, that
I
black
like it,
base,
man.
Huh?
Yeah.
What's that black base? All right.
Your hair is black underneath that gold. It's the black
coming
base.
Coming up, JV is on the mound. We'll get you ready for that, as well as the latest injury report. The Texans, it looks like they're going to be without some key members as well. And then one of the greatest seasons and capped off by one of the greatest performances we've ever seen last night. All of that coming up next as we continue live right here on The Drive.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!